The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I think we're going to have a great show. I think we're going to have a lot of callers, and let me give out the phone number right now. It's 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And here's why I think that. There was an article in Monday's Dispatch this past Monday. That would have been April 11th, and it's entitled, it's by Susan Holohick, or Hololick, and it's Network Seeks OK for Dental Therapists. And what it's about is a mid-level provider, they're calling it, called Dental Therapist. And these people are proposing that we create another layer of a provider, dental care provider, in a dental office. And they're calling it a dental therapist, and this would be somebody with a couple years of training that would be allowed to drill on patients and extract some teeth, I don't know what they mean by some, and do the fillings all in a remote location where there is no dentist. Now, as you can imagine, as a dentist, I'm not real happy about this. I think it's a really, really bad idea, and I want to talk about it today. So let me just tell you a little bit about the story. It says about 1.5 million Ohioans have no medical insurance, and patient advocates estimate that 3 times that number don't have dental coverage in the state. Making matters worse, many people simply don't have access to dental care. Ohio has 59 federally designated dental shortage areas. Some are entire counties, and others are specific urban or rural areas. To close these gaps, the Universal Healthcare Action Network of Ohio, and by the way, they call themselves UCAN as an acronym, and UCAN, Universal Healthcare Action Network, is what they're really known as. And they want state lawmakers to approve the use of dental therapists. They're not dentists, but can drill out cavities, put in fillings, and perform some extractions. And they said, we know that dentists are coming out of dental school, and they're not going into Vinton County or the inner city of Cleveland, said David Maywer, project director for the patient advocacy group. Dental therapists provide an access to care. Now, by the way, I invited David Maywer to be on the show. He said he would love to be on the show, but this day did not work out for him. So, but because it's such a poignant topic, I decided to go ahead with it anyway. And I don't know, we'll just have to see how things go, but maybe we can have him on the show somewhere down the line. So his group, by the way, UCAN, is talking to several state lawmakers about sponsoring a bill that would allow for dental therapists. Doing so, they think, will improve access to dental care and reduce illnesses that can result from poor dental health, cardiovascular disease, difficulty controlling blood sugar, and premature births, to name a few. Although other countries and some states have approved similar programs, the Ohio Dental Association opposes the idea. According to Dr. Paul Casamassimo, chief of dentistry at Nationwide Children's Hospital and a member of the association's executive committee, it's probably not money well spent. It will take money from provider sources of care and educational systems that benefit people's oral health. We don't really need it. And in this economy, we can ill afford to create a new system. That was Dr. Casamassimo. Now, you know, this is, to me, it always gets me whenever we talk about access to care. Because every time we talk about access to care, the topic comes up, let's deputize a dental assistant, let's deputize a hygienist, let's find somebody that can do this other than a dentist, because maybe they can do it cheaper. Well, you know what? It doesn't work that way. What's really at play here is access to money. If these poor folks had, or rather the government entities that are responsible for taking care of these poor folks, people that are disadvantaged, then they would have access to care. There's plenty of dentists to go around. Just look around. Just look around. And if the people who are in charge of making sure that there's either good medical coverage, good dental coverage. There's good funding at these clinics, or let's just say, how about this? Just pay the dentist enough money to stay in business so that they'll be able to provide the care. Now, we have more dentists retiring and dying than we have young dentists being trained as we sit here. In fact, if you're an older dentist and you haven't figured out who to sell your practice to, chances are you won't be able to, because there are more practices for sale than there are dentists graduating that could possibly buy them. So a lot of senior dentists are winding up having to just close the door. Nobody is interested. There aren't enough. Well, who's going to train the dental therapist? It's going to be the same faculty, the same system that trains dentists. So if we take time and resources away from training dentists to train dental therapists, we're going to make the access to care issue even worse. And I can tell you, I taught at the dental school, Ohio State University, for 20 years. I think a lot of you know that. And I'm very proud of that, and I love teaching. I think I was pretty good at it. But I can tell you that when I hire somebody right out of school, out of dental school, out of hygiene school, and especially some of the dental assistants whose training is kind of all over the map. There are programs that you can go 10 weeks in a row on a Saturday, and then there are ones that take 9 months, and they're just all over the place. When I get somebody at my office, I swear to you, they can't take an x-ray. They can take some, but I don't know that I've ever had a new hygienist come to me that could take a full series of x-rays without making a mistake. And when I say that, what I mean is where we didn't have to redo one because it didn't quite get what we needed. The dentists are, you know, kind of in that same boat too. It takes a long, long time to develop the skills, the eye-hand coordination, the touch to do dentistry. It's not something that you can teach in 2 years. The touch is something. You know that drill, the high-speed drill we use? It rotates at 420,000 RPM. That means 420,000 revolutions per minute. Now, when you touch it to a tooth, it slows down to 125 RPM. That's still pretty darn fast. So what does that mean? It means there's not much room for error. In fact, there's no room for error. If you touch the wrong tooth, if you slide through the tooth, you're removing decay and you don't realize you're too close to the other tooth or the tongue or the cheek, the next thing you know, you have cut the tongue or the cheek and you have nicked the other tooth. It takes a long, long time to develop that. So I and just about every colleague that I have thinks this is an awful, awful idea. And let me just give out, before I go to the phones, let me give out Dr. Kivitko's question of the day. Because, as you all know, I try to make it easy. And if you've been listening, you're going to get the answer. You'll know the answer. But don't call yet. We'll tell you when we want your calls. We'll probably do it right before the next break. But let me just give out the questions so those of you that are listening can have your answer in your head. Overwhelmingly, dentists think that the creation of a mid-level provider known as a dental therapist would be a bad idea. True or false? Overwhelmingly, dentists think that the creation of a mid-level provider known as a dental therapist would be a bad idea, true or false. But don't call now. When I mention later and I'll mention what you win for getting the correct guess, that's when we'll be taking those calls. For now, if you have a question or comment, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And let's go to the phones right now. What's your name, caller?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's your comment?
My comment is, well, first of all, I'm the executive director of UCAN Ohio.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad that you did because, like I said, David was busy and wanted to be on the show. But go ahead. Tell me what you have to say.
Well, first of all, you talked about training of dental assistants being all over the place. I mean, David visited Alaska, and I've seen a video of the training, and I've been in meetings with people who've been trained as dental therapists, as well as dentists from all over the country who are proponents of this model.
By the way, you said Denise, right?
Kathy,
I'm sorry, Kathy. Kathy, I said dental assistants. I didn't say dental therapists
when
I was talking about the training.
Dental therapists have very, very intensive training and are taught a very narrow, you know, they're taught to do fillings, to drill and do fillings. And when they're done with their training, they go and work with a dentist.
Well, no, they don't work with a dentist. They work under the direction of a dentist.
No. You've got this wrong. They work.
No, I think I have it right.
When they finish their training,
I have it right. Because
they
go ahead.
Residency. I mean,
okay.
It's not called that. They do an apprenticeship of some sort. You know, they go and work with the dentist. They only go and work without the dentist when the dentist, who's their supervising dentist, says that they are qualified.
All right, and when they go out into the field.
Go and work in a remote location. If you had a dental therapist, that dental therapist would work with you, and you would watch that person work until you were satisfied that that person could work without you standing over their shoulder.
Right, and then if I were to ever give that certification, they go out on their own.
Yes.
In a town, or a village.
Yes.
And guess what? They're still working under me, which means what? I get sued if they do something wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, so does that sound fair?
Yes, because
why?
It's working
I'm not there
successfully.
To see.
It's working successfully. Show me an example where a dental therapist has provided care that falls under the quality of what a dentist does when they work within their narrow scope of work.
Most of the comparisons, and in fact, in Alaska, you know, you mentioned Alaska, and it's done in Alaska because there are some very, very remote areas that are hard to get to, and it might be the good system for Alaska. But I also know that New Zealand has been mentioned as an example as well. And Ohio has 11 million people, and New Zealand, as a country, only has 4. I assume, and I've not been to New Zealand, but I assume that they too have some very, very remote areas that maybe can only be serviced in this way. But as the dentist, I don't want to be responsible for somebody that's, you know, 100 miles away where I can't see what they're doing. There's nobody looking over their shoulder. And what do you do if they get into, what do they do if they get into trouble? So
Can I respond to that?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I have a couple of comments. One is yesterday, for the last 2 days, my husband and I were in West Virginia at a meeting, and I drove back yesterday and crossed the border into Ohio, and I was in Meigs County. And, you know, we had to drive a really long time before we got to anything other than farm country. There are parts of Ohio that are very remote. When I have a toothache living in Bexley, my dentist is 10 minutes away. These folks in many counties in Ohio don't have a dentist. You mentioned the 59 areas of the state where there's a shortage. 59 areas of the state, there are no dentists around. People have to drive. When you have, you know, when you need dental care, you shouldn't have to drive 2 hours to get to a dentist, and that's what's happening here. And many people don't have that kind of transportation.
Well, I'll
tell
you
what,
Kathy. That's
why the Ohio Department of Health declared in the year 2000.
Kathy?
What?
We have to go to a break, according to my producer here.
Okay,
and,
but I just have one more comment for you. We'll go. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, stick with us.
Okay.
We're talking about the UCAN attempt to institute dental therapists as a mid-level provider at dental offices, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're talking about UCAN's attempt to create a new mid-level provider, somebody that's not a dentist but would be allowed to drill teeth and to place fillings and to do some extractions. And Kathy, who is, I forget your title, Kathy, but Executive Director of UCAN, is on the phone. Now, Kathy, before we get to your other comment, my answer to having to drive 2 hours is this. People in those areas don't have to drive 2 hours to go to the food market. They don't have to drive 2 hours to find liquor. They don't have to drive 2 hours to find lottery tickets. Why is that? Because those things can be sold at a profit and those stores can stay in business. When you provide dental care to people on welfare, and you can call it whatever you want, there's Molina, there's CareSource, all these nice names for what amounts to welfare. It is welfare, they just give it different names so people don't have to be embarrassed to say they have it. You are not paid enough to keep the doors open. When I say you, I mean thus dentists. So, you know, I did a $160-some procedure on a patient when I was on welfare early in my career, because I thought, you know what, I want to do my part. I want to try to help do my part to help the people that are less fortunate than I. And it took me 6 months to get paid, and what I got was a $6 check. Now, I can't keep the doors open at that. So it's an access to money issue, and access to money not from the people. The people are on government assistance. The government needs to provide enough money for the dentist to be able to keep the doors open and make enough money that they feel like it was worth getting out of bed to go in and go to work that day. Now, I have a solution, which is this. If you want us to work at a lesser amount, why don't you, and I'm talking, I guess, to the government, the legislators that you are talking to, why don't we say everybody has to share? Why don't we say that my bank, because I know what I've said this so many times, that if I go to do this charity work is what it feels like, my bank's not going to care that I did 10 people at $6 a pop or I did 10 people for free if I can't make my business loan payment. So I think if I do 30 of those folks, I ought to get a break on my business loan. If I do 30 of those folks, I ought to get a break from my dental supplier. I ought to get a break from my dental lab. And maybe all of my employees should be working at $2 less an hour while we're doing that. Instead, it all falls on me, the owner dentist, to not only provide all this care, but then it's like double taxation. We get hit with, you're a higher income person, so let's tax you more.
Okay, I'd love to respond. You've raised a lot of issues here. First of all, we're not asking you to do this. We want to make this program available to federally qualified health centers that are located in underserved areas of the state.
Well, hold on a second, because you're going to do it under my license and my malpractice insurance. So
we're not forcing you to take on this dental therapy.
Well, no, dentists to somehow employ a mid-level provider,
no.
A dental therapist. Well, wait a minute. Who's going to pay the malpractice insurance
bill? We don't want to force it. We want to make it available. Let me tell you, just listen to me. First of all, federally qualified health centers are located in medically underserved areas of the state. They can't hire dentists. They can't find dentists.
Because they don't pay them enough to make it worth their
while. How do you know what a federally qualified health center pays for a dentist?
You tell me.
they pay a competitive rate.
No, tell me the amount.
Problem is,
tell me the amount.
I don't know.
So you
the
don't
amount.
Know either.
Know
so you don't know either.
Competitive now.
You don't know either. It must not be too good, or they would have people lining up. They would
no,
be lined
they wouldn't
up to
because
do
they're
they would.
Located in remote areas of the state.
If you pay somebody enough money, they'll get themselves
okay,
a private plane. They can fly to the urban centers and
you
have fun
make
at night.
More money. You, Dr. Fitko, make more money selling porcelain, you know, whitening stuff, cosmetic stuff, living in an area where people have a lot of money. Okay, but let me go on. You mentioned welfare. You're not talking about welfare. You're talking about the Medicaid program. They're totally separate. The Medicaid program.
Well, I said call it what you want.
Public,
it's all government assistance.
No, welfare is cash assistance for people to live on. Medicaid is a support is health care for working people who are don't get coverage at work and can't afford to buy insurance on their own. It helps people to work. People
well,
in minimum wage jobs can't afford health care otherwise.
By the
but
way,
Medicaid,
you don't need insurance
let me tell
to have dental
you something,
care.
A reality right now.
A what?
Is that a reality that our state budget is in a crisis?
You oh, yeah.
The governor
definitely.
No, and legislature, no new taxes. They don't have money to raise reimbursement rates for dental care. We're worried about that.
They should have been. They should have been there all along. You know what? We're up
but
against
you're
the
not,
break. We're up against another break. I'm getting the
okay,
break signal.
Okay, your solution is fantasy land. You're in fantasy land.
I think you're in fantasy land.
And you're not
land.
Dealing with the reality.
No, I think
all
you're in
we
fantasy
want to do
land.
Is give. We don't want to push this.
Okay, stay with us now. When I didn't say give the signal. Let me give the signal now. The signal now to call for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The winner receives flowers from Bystember Florist. Delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. We'll be right back after the break with our winner.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kavitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we have some callers on the line. We have, let's see, I forget the name of the first one. It was Diane, Gertrude, and Wade. So let's go to, let me think, Diane, Gertrude, and Wade. I guess we'll go to Diane. Diane, this is Dr. Kavitko. What's your guess?
Hi, Dr. Kavitko. I would think most dentists are against it.
That is true. That is true. Thank you, Diane, for listening. Thanks for calling. Now hang on the phone. We're going to get your information so we know where to have the flowers from Vice Timber Florists sent. And Gertrude and Wade, also thank you for listening, and maybe try again next week, okay? So hang on, Diane. All right, so, yeah, it is only a 30-minute show, so there, we do have trouble getting things in. But I want to read, if I have time, I want to read this article. You know what, before I do this, let me just say, I do my part as a dentist to try to help the disadvantaged folks. I really do. I do a lot of free dentistry. My staff knows. I get in trouble for it sometimes. But, and we're also hosting an event on June 17th. It's called Dentistry from the Heart. Before I give the explanation of that, let me just explain that, you know, we need our policymakers to solve this problem. Charity is not healthcare. Relying on dentists like myself and others to do as much free work as we can is not a solution. There's just way too many people out there that need the help. And in the newest healthcare bill that was just passed, that big overhaul bill, there was nothing about dentistry. Nothing. Well, I'm sorry. There was a little bit of money for some training to help children, but not very much. I don't think anybody thinks it actually solved any of the dental issues out there. So, you know, as UCAN is out talking to the legislature, you know, we need to talk to our legislators as well to say you've got to solve this. I mean, why is dentistry always left out? There's so many health issues that are interrelated to bad dental health. Now, Dentistry from the Heart, June 17th. We'll kind of turn positive now. June 17th at my office, 4308 North High Street. We are going to be providing free dental care, free fillings, cleanings, and extractions, and even some temporary partial dentures for somebody who's missing a front tooth or two, and they've been going around like that because they can't afford to get it corrected. We'll be making about 6 to 10 of those for people. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We are looking for volunteers, of course. We need all kinds of volunteers. We're going to have a stage with music. We hope to entertain the people while they are waiting. We will have tents set up in the parking lot to give people shade while they're waiting. We'll have a food vendor, some games for the kids. We're going to need, you know, 30, 40 dentists, at least that many dental assistants, dental hygienists. We'll have the OSU mobile coach there treating children. It's going to be a great event. And you know, it's not going to solve the problem, but it's going to help a lot of people. And so, you know, I get upset, as you can tell, when people come in and they think that they know, that they feel like they've walked in my shoes. They haven't. And if you've not done dentistry, you have no clue what you're talking about. Dentistry is a tough, tough profession. It may not look like it. And I always joke, if I shake somebody's hand, my fingers and my hand, it's so soft. Some people think I've never worked a day in my life because it's like, wow, look at, you know, his hands are so soft and smooth. But it's tough. And, you know, the notion about these people, these therapists, if they're trained and they go out 100 miles, 200 miles into the wilderness to do dentistry, and yet I would be sued if they do something wrong. It's like, okay, you know what? If they're that good, let them get their own malpractice insurance so that they can be responsible for their own work. And guess what happens? The price of their dental care is going to go up. And before you know it, they're not going to be able to provide dental care any cheaper than we already do, because they'll have to buy the same dental chairs, they'll have to buy the same suction pump and air compressor, they're going to have to buy the same supplies that we buy, they're going to have to hire a dental assistant, somebody to suction while they're working. Pretty soon, you have a little dental office being run by a non-dentist. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it's safe for the public, and neither does the Ohio Dental Association, neither does Dr. Casamassimo, and even a dentist, which I had thought that I would have time to read his letter, and I only have less than a minute, but I have a letter here written kind of in response to this story from a dentist that does have clinics in the disadvantaged areas. He opened one up in the downtown area, and he says he finds the biggest problem with access to care is the patient. He said out of a jam-packed daily schedule, barely half will ever show up. No call, no nothing. Most are simply motivated by pain and will ignore any problem until it's unbearable. I do my best to educate and motivate, and I do not get through to many. And I do get through to some, but the vast majority of people who are trying to serve, I'm trying to serve, could care less. I would love to see everyone who needs care and treatment get it, and I do my best to provide it with 1980s fees, but only so much can be done when the target is unmotivated. Public service messages should be instituted to begin to educate. That would be money well spent. Obviously, I have strong feelings about my profession, which I do not at all include the appalling and stupid idea of letting untrained people provide dental care. If you would like my help or my input, I would be glad to help. If you expect me to help you unleash a bunch of idiots on the public, forget it. I will fight tooth and nail, and the rest of Ohio's highly educated and licensed dentists will see that no one other than a dentist ever provides dental treatment. That was written by a local dentist. And, you know, he kind of echoes the sentiment. So, all right, I think that's it. We're out of time. You can tell by the music in the background. So thank you so much for joining me. Next week, we will have James Cook from Novus Network Solutions. We're going to talk about technology in the dental office. And it'll be good because I think people don't even have a clue how much technology and all the intertwining of everything that we do is dependent upon IT guys. All right, go out and have a great day and a great week. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much. We'll see you next Sunday at 8.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.